Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, so she thinks that this break that she had with her dude was fine in the moment, but he might not have stopped his break, and he's still dating somebody else. So she wants our help to get to the bottom of this and to catch Cheater War of the Roses. The email goes something like this. My boyfriend and I decided to take a break a few months ago. We both knew we'd want to get back together, but our fighting seemed constant. Can we stop there for just 1 second? When most people take breaks, do they get back together happily in the long run?
Sometimes.
I think the majority don't, though. But I think it goes both ways.
You think 20% actually get back and it works out?
More than that.
More than that?
I'd probably say about 35, 40.
She says, I won't lie. In that time, both of us explored situations with other people. But as predicted, the universe seemed to nudge us back together. However, since we've reunited, a shadow has been hanging over us and I can't seem to shake. He started seeing someone during our break, which I genuinely was okay with. Initially, we were on a break after all, but ever since we decided to give our relationship another chance, I've been having this gut feeling that he hasn't completely cut ties with her. There have been whispers in our friend group, little hints here and there that keep feeding my doubts. Maybe it's a lot of insecurity and jealousy, but my trust flies out the window every time his phone lights up with a message or when he mentions her in passing. He reassures me that there is nothing going on, but deep down, my intuition tells me that something's not right. I want to believe in us, but I can't shake off the image of him with her and the possibility that they might still be seeing each other. So I guess I'm just hoping that I can get some type of confirmation that things are over with her. If he chooses to send me flowers rather than her, I will know. From April. You don't like it.
I don't like this because I can already tell that this relationship is going to end no matter what happens because you don't trust this guy. You don't trust this guy. You're catching a vibe. And I think the fact that you guys went on a break with no end in sight tells me everything I need to know about where you guys were in your relationship. And it doesn't really sound like you guys have gotten stronger from this break. I think that's the only way you can come back from a break is if it's productive in some way and where you have an end date, you want to get back together, and you've worked towards fixing the problems you had the first time around.
So this is a new one for me here because I don't think that I ever had an organized breakup, like knowing we were going to get back. No, like a break, like you're saying. Like for me, I've certainly gotten back with girls that we had broken up and then we got back together, but there was no timetable on it. But what you're saying here is when you do a break, there's usually a timetable like, so, okay, October 15th, our breakup time is over.
Well, I had a conversation on my podcast with a therapist about how to have a break in a healthy way. And they said that you have to, if you're going to take a break, then it needs to be for a specific reason. Other than that, it's just a breakup. Mm-hmm. So if you are going to have a break, it needs to be for a specific reason for problems that you were having in your relationship. So fine, have the break, but set a timetable. Maybe it's 90 days, maybe it's 2 weeks. And then when you come back together, you should be able to have some kind of game plan as to how to get stronger from this. Otherwise, you just need to break up. There's no point.
Different strokes for different folks, but I never understood this kind of break. I always felt like a break, if you are intending on getting back together, it should be more about like you just taking space and figuring out what you really want to do and you working on yourself. But I feel like the moment you start talking to other people, it makes it seem as if that's what the break was really about. Mm-hmm. You just wanted to be able to talk to other people. So they took a break to stop fighting, and now the break gave them more to fight about. I really don't see this relationship ending well either way.
That's a really good point, because when you do take a break, you're not really assuming that you guys are going to date other people. You're just needing a little space from each other.
Yeah. A breakup, you date other people. Mm-hmm. A break, that's not where you date other people. You work on yourself so you can be a better partner for the person that you are on a break from. That's not the time to go out and start hooking up with other people. Because to me, that shows that you don't give two craps about the person you're with.
Yeah, that's dangerous ground right there. And then just to assume that, okay, you're going to see other people, I'm going to see other people, and then when our deadline is up, that those relationships, I'm just going to cut them all off. It doesn't seem realistic.
Yeah, if you're going to talk to other girls while we're in the middle of a break, because if I'm on a break, I'm assuming that if we're going to get back together, I don't want to have other guys in the back of my mind. And I would assume that if you cared enough about me, you wouldn't have the emotional capacity to entertain other girls and entertain other options. So, I mean, I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this War of the Roses, but I can tell that this relationship is doomed.
I agree.
Yeah, it's not looking real good. It's on life support.
The Burt Show.